Title: Atmospheric Tales That Bridge Sections, Advanced. All right, let's build the kind of transition glue you hear in serious drum and bass, where the track doesn't just switch sections, it feels pulled forward like gravity. Today is all about atmospheric tales that bridge sections. That means reverbs, delays, and resampled ambience that keep momentum across a cut. The goal is very specific: continuity without losing impact. In DNB, the second you blur the low end or soften the snare too much, the drop stops feeling like a drop. So we're going to make tales that are wide, controlled, rhythm-aware, and ducked out of the way when drums hit. By the end, you'll have a reusable transition tales system in Ableton, 2 return tracks for tales, plus a method to print and place tales as audio so you can treat them like intentional sound effects. Before we touch Ableton, one mindset shift: calibrate tales to the phrase, not the preset. Don't pick 7 seconds because it sounds epic. Pick a decay length because you want the listener to arrive exactly on bar one of the next section. We'll use looping to dial that in. Step 0. Choose the right source material. This is critical. Tails work best when the source has mid and high information. Think snares, tops, rides, hat loops, percussion, vocal chops, stabs, impacts, noise sweeps, and if you're using a reese, use the mid layer only. The rule is simple. Keep your sub clean. If you smear low end into long reverb, you will weaken the drop. Guaranteed. Now, step 1. Build return A. This is your wide, airy bridge reverb. Create a return track and name it A, air tail. First in the chain, EQ 8, before the reverb. High pass it somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. Steep slope. You're removing the low end before it ever hits the verb. Then find muttonness around 300 to 500 Hz and dip it a couple dB. Maybe up to 5 if your material is thick. If the tail gets spitty or harsh, do a gentle dip around 4 to 7 kHz. Not always necessary, but it can stop that fizzy spray that builds up in drum and bass. Next, hybrid reverb. Set it to convolution plus algorithm, or convolution only if you want it more realistic and less glossy. Choose an IR like a large hall, warehouse, or chamber. Set decay in the 4 to 7.5 second range. Yes, that's long. But remember, long doesn't mean loud. It just means it can carry across the cut. Pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds. That's a big deal in DNB because it helps the transient speak before the reverb blooms. Size somewhere around 80 to 120%. Low cut inside the reverb around 200 to 350 Hz, and high cut around 8 to 12 kHz to keep it dark enough that it doesn't turn into white noise. And because it's a return, keep dry slash wet at 100%. After that, glue compressor. This is not for pumping. It's for containment. Attack about 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and set the threshold so the loudest tail moments get 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're smoothing, not crushing. Then utility. Widen it a bit, say 120 to 160%. Keep the low end mono. Depending on your version of LEV, you can use bass mono. But honestly, if you're high passing properly before the verb, you're already most of the way there. Routing tip: send snares, rides, vocal chops, and effects shots into AIR tail. Keep kick and sub completely off it. Step 2. Build return B. This is the rhythmic tail. Delay into reverb. Create another return and name it B. Rhythm tail. Start with echo. Turn sync on. Set time to 1/4 dotted or 1/8 dotted. Those dotted values are classic because they create forward motion without feeling like a literal repeat. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Add just a bit of modulation, 2 to 6%, for movement. Widen it, 120 to 160%. Filter it, high pass around 250 Hz, low pass around 8 to 10 kHz. You want it to sit behind hats and percussion, not hiss all over the master. Then hybrid reverb after echo. This one is shorter than the air tail. Decay around 2 to 4.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 20 milliseconds. Low cut 200 to 300 Hz. Then an EQ 8 after the effects. High pass again around 180 to 300 Hz. And if you hear ringing building up, notch it. Rhythmic delays love to find one annoying frequency and amplify it over time. This return is money for hat loops, percussion, and stab shots leading into a new section. Step 3. Actually make the tail bridge the section using automation. Pick a real transition point. Last one bar before a drop, or last two bars before a breakdown. Something like that. Here's a reliable DNB automation move. On your snare track, especially the 2 and 4 hits in the last bar, automate send from basically off up to somewhere around -10 to -4 dB over 1 to 2 bars. You're creating a deliberate bloom. on hats or percussion. Automate send B up a bit to add rhythmic glue. And here's the subtle pro move, right at the cut. Dip the dry track volume 1 or 2 dB while the tail blooms. That tiny move tells the listener, this tail is the handoff. It stops sounding like an accident and starts sounding like design. Now, quick coaching note. Plan roles in the final bar. Decide what carries time feel, what carries width, what carries tension, and what protects impact. Time feel is usually the rhythmic delay tail. Width is the airy reverb, preferably high-passed. Tension can be reverse tail or pitch drift. Impact preservation is ducking plus a hard low cut. When you assign roles, you avoid the classic mistake where everything gets wet and the track goes soft. Step 4. Duck the tails so they don't cloud the groove. On each return, add a standard compressor at the end of the chain. Not glue, use the regular compressor because we want clear sidechain control. Sidechain it from your kick and snare bus. Or just kick if your snare needs to stay wide and you don't want it triggering ducking too aggressively. Set ratio around 4 to 1. Attack fast, 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 180 milliseconds and tune it to groove. Faster release feels more pumping and energetic. Slower release feels smoother and more cinematic. Set threshold so you get about 3 to 8 dB of gain reduction when drums hit. The idea, tails are loud in the gaps, but they politely bow out when the drums come back. Expansion upgrade. Add a limiter ceiling after the ducking on each return. Just a limiter doing 1 to 2 dB on peaks. This stops random loud sends, like a rimshot or a vocal spike, from suddenly pushing your tail forward and ruining the balance. Another expansion option. The tail key. Sometimes in DNB, your kick drops out, your fills get complex, and suddenly your sidechain ducking becomes inconsistent. If you want perfectly consistent pumping, create a silent MIDI track that plays a tight quarter note or eighth note tick. Route that to a muted audio track, and use that as the sidechain input instead of kick and snare. Now the tails pump with a grid, even during edits. Step 5. Print your tail. This is where it becomes pro. Create an audio track called Tail Print. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Record the last 1 to 4 bars of your transition, while your sends and ducking are doing their thing. If you want cleaner printing, solo just the returns or route them to an FX bus and print that. The goal is to capture the tail as audio so you can place it with surgical precision. Now edit it. Add tiny fades, 2 to 10 milliseconds, at clip edges so you never click. Choose warp mode based on the material. Complex Pro for tonal tails. Beats for noisy rhythmic tails. Set clip gain so it sits behind drums. A tail should feel like atmosphere, not like a new lead instrument. Here's another very usable trick. Microfill masking. If you have a tricky edit, like swapping basses or muting drums suddenly, take a 50 to 150 millisecond slice of the printed tail and place it right on the edit. It's like a smoke puff. It hides the seam and makes the edit feel intentional. Step 6. Advanced tail moves. These are staples. First, reverse tail into the drop. Duplicate your printed tail clip, reverse it, and align it so the swell ends exactly on the downbeat of the new section. That alignment is everything. If it's late, it feels sloppy. If it lands right on one, it feels inevitable. Add auto filter on the reverse tail, and automate a low pass opening from about 1 to 2 kHz up to 10 to 14 kHz. Keep resonance subtle, around 10 to 20%. If you want character, add just a touch of redux for grit. Tasteful. You want tension, not a broken audio file. Second, gated tail for punchy, techy transitions. On the printed tail track, add a gate. Set threshold so the tail chops rhythmically. Adjust return time around 100 to 250 milliseconds. Even better, sidechain the gate from a 16th hat so the tail breathes in time with your roll. Third, Reese fog tail, mid only. Duplicate your Reese. Keep only the mid layer. High pass it around 160 to 250 hz. Maybe low pass around 6 to 9 kHz, then send it hard into IR tail. Print a 1 to 2 bar tail and tuck it under the first bar of the next drop. Very low volume. This is how you make drop 2 feel like it emerges from the same atmosphere, without actually keeping the bass playing through the cut. Fourth, pitch drift tail. On the printed tail track, use shifter in pitch mode or frequency shifter. Automate pitch from 0 down to minus 3 semitones over a bar, or even less for subtlety. Then put saturator after it with 1 to 3 dB of drive and soft clip-on. That keeps it audible even on smaller speakers. Now, some heavier, darker DNB advice. Often you'll want shorter, denser verbs, like 2.5 to 5 seconds, and darker top end, low pass around 7 to 10 kHz, so it feels ominous instead of sparkly. And a great move is to distort the tail, not the dry. Put saturator or roar after the reverb on the return. You get burnt air without wrecking your drums. Step 7. Arrangement patterns you can reuse. For a tight roller, a one-bar bridge, let the last snare hit get the big send. Tail blooms on beat 4, reverse swell into the next bar, drums return immediately, and the tails stay ducked so impact is untouched. For a two-bar bridge, like drop into breakdown, reduce drum density, increase sends on tops and vocal, print the tail, mute kick and sub for one bar, and maybe layer a filtered break or foley under the tail so the tempo doesn't disappear. For a four-bar intro into drop, build a bed from printed tail plus noise plus a thin tonal pad. Add rhythmic delay from hats so it still feels like TNB tempo. Then on bar 4, automate reverb decay shorter so everything tightens into impact. That tighten at the end move is huge. It makes the drop feel bigger because the space suddenly collapses. Common mistakes to avoid. First, leaving lows in the reverb. That's instant mud. Second, no ducking. The tails will fight kick and snare and ruin the roll. Third, oversending everything. Choose 1 to 3 hero elements. Usually snare, maybe vocal chop, maybe a stab. Fourth, tails too bright. Fizz builds fast in the 8 to 12 kHz range, so low pass gently. Fifth, printing tails without fades. That's how you get clicks and awkward edges. And stereo chaos in low mids. Keep your width mostly above about 200 hz. Speaking of stereo, do a mono compatibility check where it matters. Temporarily put utility on the master and pull width down toward zero. If your transition loses glue in mono, reduce width on the return, or use EQ8 in mid/psi mode and narrow the problem area, usually something like 300 to 1K on the sides. Now, a few extra advanced ideas you can try once the core system is working. Dual band tails. Split the vibe into low mid depth and top sparkle. Make two tail returns. One called tail low mid, high pass around 200, low pass around 4 to 6 kHz, shorter decay like 2 to 4 seconds. And one called tail top, high pass around 2 to 3 kHz, longer decay like 5 to 9 seconds, and wider stereo. This audio version is shortened for playback.